This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Beverly Scott from Riddle High School, Riddle Junior High, thanks for being on this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
You were recently named Regional Teacher of the Year and a candidate for the 2021 Oregon Teacher of the Year. Talk about how all that took place.
Oh, boy, it was a process. I received notice during the school year that I had been nominated, and we had to write multiple essays and gather letters of support and submit them, and I was extremely honored this week to find out that I was selected as that Regional Teacher of the Year.
So talk about your background. I guess, first of all, how long have you been teaching?
You know, I have about 12 years of educational experience. I've been teaching here at Riddle for about 6 years. Prior to that, I taught 2 years of college in California, and I was on the school board for 4 years, so it's really given me a unique perspective. But I started out in Riddle as a sixth grade teacher, and I'm now the life science teacher here in Riddle.
So talk about how you ended up in education, period. At what time in your life did you know you wanted to be a teacher?
You know, I think like a lot of kids, I wanted to be a teacher when I was a really young girl. But it wasn't until I'd gotten into the medical field and I was teaching medical students that I think I really developed that teaching bug. But things happened. I've had a lot of careers in my life. But when I moved to Oregon, it was sort of a funny story, actually. My son had gone to school to take some books that my daughter had left at school. And he came back and he said, you know, I've had this epiphany. I want to be a teacher. And I said, you know, I do too. And we went back to school together. So it was just a rather unique way of going about it. So as a older adult, going back to school and getting able to do what I'd always dreamed of doing.
Wow. Now, was it like at that precise moment when he said it that you realized that's what you wanted to do, or had you already been thinking about it?
Well, you know, I had been thinking about it, but it was at that time where I went, you know what? That's what I want to do too. And, you know, we went back to school together, which not a lot of mothers and sons have an opportunity to do. And so now I'm teaching here. He's a local substitute in our Douglas ESD. And so we're both teaching. It's wonderful.
Wow. What do you like best about teaching?
Oh, I think the involvement with our students, seeing that growth. And because I've had that unique perspective of being with some of these students as sixth graders, and they're now older, so like they're either sophomores, we have, so being able to see that growth, being able to see them succeed in life, and I can see that future look and how they're going to contribute to society, but seeing how they grow and what they're going to be doing in their life, it's just very exciting.
And when you have students maybe early on during your time here, I would imagine in South County, in some cases, you're able to see them move into their 20s, et cetera, and watch their development that way.
That is certainly my hope. And, you know, one of the things that I do here as well is I teach a CTE program. So I'm the health careers teacher. And so I'm helping so many students that want to go into the healthcare field. They're tataking dual credit classes with Umpqua Community College. And it's that process of going through and looking at all these multiple careers that they can hold and looking at what they can do in their life and being a part of that is extremely rewarding.
So biology, general science, anatomy as well that you're teaching, there a certain draw to that area of education?
There was. I think because of my medical experience, when I was younger, well, I had a son who was a conjoined twin, and the experience of that led me to the medical field. And it was the medical field that then led me to teaching and my family who brought me back to teaching. But it was that experience and wanting to help others in just a different way. And so, you know, right out of high school, I went into the military. So that was my first profession. And it was wonderful, but it was not something I'd wanted to do for all of my life. But it took a while for me to find that right spot, and I'm there now.
So when you came to Riddle from California, had you already been in Oregon before, or was this like, there's a job and I'm going to move?
You know, I had moved to Oregon because I had a job that moved me here, which was amazing. I was first in Florence, and then I went from Florence to Coos Bay to expand on my education so I could then move here. So I've been in Oregon now for almost 10 years. I love it.
What is it like during this COVID-19 time trying to provide education to students?
You know, it's been a bit challenging and rewarding all at the same time. We have picked up and we're doing virtual classrooms and meeting with students. My dual credit students are the ones that I'm meeting with almost every day. And my other students check in when they need it or they just want to socialize and just sort of catch up on things. It's been different. I wish that there was a little bit more interaction between the students, and I think they're missing that. They're missing that active engagement that they can get in the classroom. So we're looking at ways to better engage them. But it's that knowing that we have this ability, and I mean, we're learning things now that we're going to be using next year, even once the students are in the classroom again. So they have definitely been building up different skills, both for the students and for us as teachers. It's not ideal, but I've got to tell you, we have all come together to make this work with the help from a lot of people, whether it's our parents, our students. There's a lot of entities that have stepped in. We've got the Ford Family Foundation who's putting together some hands-on science kits that we're going to be able to send out to our students. Again, looking at that way to engage students when they're not here in the classroom. So, you know, we're all sort of doing our part. The ESD has come together. They're providing support. We have virtual meetings frequently to look at ways to better help our students.
I would imagine that if somebody had backed up a few years before now and said, okay, let's set up something so that if something happens, we're ready for it and we can have online education for K-12, et cetera, well, college as well. But you didn't get that opportunity to put it together. It was like somebody flipped a switch and somebody sent a memo and suddenly you had like an extended spring break, but very little time to make this big shift forward.
You know, and that's so true. I had read something online. I don't know who the author was, but he said that teachers and administrators came together and Apollo 13'd the problem. And boy, has that resonated with me, because that's what we did. We all came together. We found a solution. And all different schools, you know, we're using different forms of technology, but we're making it work. And I think it's been really hard, more for parents of that have younger kids at home. And I know that it's been challenging for them, but I've got to tell you, I think that with the amount of time we've had to pull this together and what we've done, boy, that Apollo 13 statement, I just can't get it out of my head.
What's it been like as you interact with parents who maybe both parents or single parent families where they're trying to work during the day, but now they've got to figure out, you know, what to do with the kids or where to put them, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's been interesting to just sort of see how they're pulling all that together. Those that have older siblings, they've really stepped up because they're doing not only their work, but they're helping their parents and their siblings with their work. It hasn't been easy, and I'd love to say that we've got 100% student, 100% of our students are able to get work done. And there are times, you know, we do have a few that aren't getting that done. So, you know, we're reaching out to them to see how we can help them and what we can do. But the vast majority of our students and parents, they're making it work. I know that I think it's been perhaps challenging for the students, too, who are just used to having that direction. And now they're having to schedule their time with their classes. And, you know, it's for a lot of students that realize that online learning isn't technically for them, but now they're doing it. It's not easy for everyone, but I got to tell you, they're working at it. They really are. It's, I think, just taking a little bit more effort and time to sort of figure out what works best for them.
Riddle teacher Beverly Scott, Regional Teacher of the Year for our region and a candidate for the 2021 Oregon Teacher of the Year. Beverly, thanks for being on this morning.
Oh, again, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me again.
8:43 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.